Hello, everybody, and welcome to My Friend is a Porn Star, our podcast with...
Hi, I am Alexis Monroe.
Welcome to yet another amateur production.
We're going to officially call this season two because we took such a long break.
I mean, the good thing is that this is our therapy and all four of the listeners, maybe five, because I think my grandma joined, whatever, who cares?
Listen, all of you that are listening, we love and appreciate you, and that's really all that matters.
Yeah, I don't care if there's a total of 10 people listening. I'm excited to do this. And we have taken a hiatus. We both needed time off. I took time off of work. I actually started a new job and I needed just a bit of a break. And
I'm just a lazy piece of shit.
No, you're not. She was doing a lot of stuff behind the scenes and dealing with family stuff and all sorts of things. So we just decided to take some time off, but we're back.
I went on a 2-month-long road trip. Fan-fucking-tastic.
Yeah. So here we are, and I actually didn't tell you this, but I got some, I wouldn't call it hate mail.
Oh, wow.
It wasn't hate mail. It was somebody who was a little perturbed, disturbed, upset about my comment that men are fucked up in the head. And I was like, well, I don't know how to help you with that. I mean,
sorry if the truth hurts.
Yeah. I would like to say, though, that maybe it wasn't the most accurate statement. I would like to say I should have probably said the problem is that the patriarchy, so women can believe in patriarchy as well, right? There's a lot of women out there that think that they're just born to have babies, and so should every other woman, and they're pieces of trash if they don't do that, and whatever, right? So there are women who I would say don't fall in alignment with women empowerment as well. So yes, that needs to be fixed. And also men, I think, need to do a better job, just like the Catholic Church needs to do a better job. So the person out there who thinks I'm singling men out, well, kind of am, just like I would single out the Catholic Church. And that's my
deal with it. We're allowed to have an opinion around here, buddy. Yes.
And, you know, not all men are bad. Not all priests are bad. But generally, as a whole, Catholic Church needs to fix it. And generally, as a whole, men need to fix it. So there we go with that.
We're done on this topic.
Right. And we've also got some responses or some, I guess, questions from fans. So yeah, Alexis put poll. Out. Yeah, she did a poll, what, on Instagram, right?
Yes.
And she asked for people to, what, send in their questions they want to ask you, or?
Well, so I knew that we hadn't done an episode in a while, so I wanted to see what the actual listeners were inquiring about. So questions, comments, concerns, anything funny, whatever.
Okay.
So this was their answer to my question.
Right. And this is the first time, folks, that I'm seeing these, and some of them are interesting to say the least. Some of them are good questions. Some of them I don't understand as a question. They're more a comment that has no thought behind it. We'll just go ahead and read them out. All right. Number one. And so can you say what the actual, what you said the poll was? Was it just say, ask me anything?
Yeah, basically.
Okay. One person said Yahoo. Cool. No. Number of guys you fucked. From DoHenXJX. Do you keep count of this? And I guess, is this professionally or personally? I mean, come on, man.
You know what? I think I stopped counting after my first year in the industry because I had a lot of sex. So I'm just going to go with more than 20. How does that sound?
Okay. Well,
I've got like 500 scenes, so
I don't know. Are each of those scenes with different people?
There's a lot of repeats in there, but there's a lot of new faces, so I don't fucking know. I don't know.
I would say 250.
I'll give you a lollipop if you can tell me how many.
Ooh, that would be good. Hey, any fan who would like to count and show us proper
evidence
of your numbers, you get a free pair of panties that are used from Alexis.
Right. This is true.
Let's do a giveaway. Panty giveaway.
I'll give you panties or if you give me an accurate number.
If you don't have an accurate number and you just want to send a picture of her in to our email, I will send a pair of brand new panties of mine to you. And hint, they're probably Fruit of the Loom by men. Okay. Next question. That time you spit in my mouth and fed me like a bird at the Foxy Lady. Okay, again, not a question, but thank you.
It's in a hilarious story.
A for effort for J22 win.
But it is really a hilarious story because I did force feed him a shot at a strip club that I was dancing at in Boston. And he had no idea what was happening. He thought he was going to get this really sexy kiss on stage.
Ew.
And I spit someone else's shot in his mouth. And I was like,
okay, so you remember this. Where's the Foxy Lady?
It's in Brockton, Massachusetts.
Of course it's in Massachusetts. All this shit happens in Massachusetts or Michigan. Why is that?
Well, I'm from Michigan and I love all the mass holes. Mm-hmm. And I really, like, if I was a house dancer, meaning like I wasn't a porn star that got paid to travel the country, if I was just like a house dancer, that's where I would house
dance. Oh, I thought you meant like if you just danced to house music.
Oh, no, no.
Like, just kidding.
If I was like a normal basic bitch hoe, and I'm saying that for all of the strippers that work there because that's what we all call each other. Hmm. Not trying to discriminate or say anything mean about regular strippers, but that's what we say there.
Regular strippers.
Regular old hoes.
All right. Next from Dob 1983. How people are so stupid to get scammed by fake accounts. How like question mark. So I guess technically they asked a question is a little jumbled, but I think we get it.
Well, I just think that it's really important to go ahead and put this out there for the 10 millionth time, because obviously people are fucking idiots and have brains the size of peas.
Yeah.
Hi, there's only one Alexis Monroe in this world. I am not going to date you ever.
Right.
No, I do not want to be your girlfriend. I am already married. No, I'm not going to go on a date with you. I do not want you to send me Cash App or Venmo because I don't have those things. There's only one human being and I cannot possibly have all of these social media accounts. Right. No, my name is not Cindy Marie, whatever from Texas. I'm from fucking Michigan. You idiots.
Wait,
I do not have a personal account. So no, I'm not going to be on my private Instagram that has my real, but it's not my real name.
How many accounts do you say that you report weekly that are fake?
Well, I would say at least 10, probably more, but I don't put that much effort into it. I have, you know, people that send me messages at least once or twice a week with fake accounts. And it's just really bothersome because I am an asshole when I want to be, but 99.9% of the time I take the time to engage with my fans. I go above and beyond on Skype and custom videos. I give extra time. I send panties. I make Christmas cookies. I send birthday gifts. I send cards. I send sympathy cards and flowers to fans. Like, I am a genuine human being. And it really upsets me when these people are like, I got scammed out of $10,000. And I'm like, you're a fucking idiot. And I don't feel bad for you. Also,
that's really unfortunate because it could have gone to you.
Well, I'm like, hey, you know, there is such thing as a proof video.
Right.
And if you really thought you were talking to me and you really had my real life phone number.
Right.
Don't you think that you would have seen my face physically talking to you at one point or another?
Well, and there you go, folks. She's a real life porn star, Martha Stewart. She bakes cookies and sends you panties. So two for one.
Anyways, don't be an idiot. Just fucking ask me to do a Skype show or a proof video.
Yeah. Okay. Or some Christmas cookies.
Right. Like, come on. You there are ways. AlexisMonroe.com is my only website. If you want to verify that that is correct information, all of my links, all of my profiles are all on my website.
Mm-hmm.
The end. Next question.
All right. Rankso underscore 80. Of you fucking a fan like me, emoji, psych, nah, but HMUFR. I don't even know what those mean because I'm not cool. Emoji, emoji.
Hit me up for real. No, I'm not going to fuck you. Okay. Next.
LOL. Got it. So again, not a question, A for effort. Shidfar 59 about anal pleasure. Is that a question?
I don't know. It's not really a question. Yeah, it's not. Anal sex is great. The end.
Awesome. The end. And let's see here.
Well, this is a good one. I like this one.
Okay.
Oh, I thought I had it, but it paused. Okay. Yeah, how the opinion of other people does not affect you as a person, mm-hmm. due to the fact that I'm amazing. Well, here is the real backside to that. People's opinions don't affect me in certain categories, and then sometimes they do. I think that more people need to realize that what they say on the internet is hurtful and harmful, mm-hmm. and we all make a mistake once in our life where we say something that hurts someone's feelings, and then we're like, fuck, I probably should not have done that. So we're going through a pandemic. We're going through Black Lives Matter. We're going through all of this hardship and whatnot. I think that we all just need to be nice to each other on the internet and say nice things, because mm-hmm. I do get my feelings hurt sometimes, but mostly I just say fuck off and delete that person.
But I think you're really good at that. If I heard some of the stuff that people say to you, I would just lose my mind and probably blow up the internet. I mean, you're so gracious about a lot of things. I know you can stick up for yourself, but people say some mean shit to you and it bothers me.
It is true. People are a little bit aggressive, but I think the good part is that when you're in the industry long enough, you kind of hear everything and you're able to tune out what matters and what doesn't matter. And it took me a long time to realize that my friends, my family, my real life humans that are with me on a day-to-day basis are the only people that really matter. So if someone's calling me fat on the internet or saying my hair sucks or
who calls you fat?
Whatever. What? A lot of people. But here's the thing. Here is that all the end of the day result on that is that I love food and I'm never going to stop eating tacos and beans and rice and spaghetti and chocolate and ice cream. And if you don't like it, find some skinny bitch who is rocking her world and loving every minute of it, because yeah. I'm never going to be that. I am me. She is she. We are both fucking fantastic.
I don't think that that's a fair assessment to call you fat.
I don't either, but people are weird.
Also, I think it's great that you eat normally, because not fun to be around somebody who eats, you know, a piece of lettuce and a vodka tonic. Some of my ex-girlfriends.
I have a love affair with tacos.
Not a good night.
I have love affairs with tacos, okay? Any goddamn day, I am in.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's good to be healthy. I think you're healthy, but you are. Like, I would say you try to eat healthy, but I mean, you're not going to starve yourself. And I think that's disgusting anyways to do that to yourself, so.
Hey, I do try to eat a salad every now and again, okay? Yeah. And I eat vegetables.
And hubby is a good eater.
Truth.
Especially when he's working out our house. So I like this question. How do sex work and relations can go side by side successfully? I think we know what he's saying.
I think it just comes down to communication and support. If you are in a relationship and you're going to be a sex worker, you have to have good communication and support. Mm-hmm. And I think that that's something that any sex worker would say about their marriage or their boyfriend, girlfriend, significant mm-hmm. other, whatever. It all just comes down to communicating and having trust in one another.
And I think this is, I would say, somewhere along the lines of open relationships too, where you know, you have to have a creed and a code and a contract, and you have to be honest. And that's the only time that works. If you are not honest, then, you know, yeah.
Right. True. We can just skip those next three boring ones.
Oh, one of them says I love you. That's so sweet.
Oh, great. Who is also says, using my picture as a profile picture. So is that that's your why picture? He's getting skipped.
Oh, sorry. Okay. Somebody says she's a legend up here in Canada. Is that true?
I do love Canada.
Don't you know?
Don't you know?
How many times have you been to Canada?
Once.
Oh, you're already a legend. My goodness. All right. It was also called Talk Sex with Sue Johansson.
Oh, he's just telling me about a podcast. It's not. It's
oh, fine. Okay. Sunday Night Sex show featuring.
Nope, keep going.
Okay. All right. So nobody knows what a question is. Awesome. Threesomes, not a question. Your fuck face.
With I don't know how to talk about emoji.
I'm not sure what question that is, but thank you. Do you like male butts?
Yes.
It is a question, technically.
There is a question mark. Yep. I've tossed a salad or two in my day.
Do you like male butts? Tori Artium. Thank you. Sahil Gotti.
That's not a question.
Sexy. Well, okay. Great. Thank you for going the directions, everybody. Femdom, not sure what that means. What does that
mean? Femdom is basically femdom. My life. My life is femdom. Okay. So I don't know. You're going to have to be more specific.
Right.
Because, yes, I am a dominatrix. Yes, I do pegging. Yes, I do CEI. Yes, I do fetishes. I do femdom. I do spit worship, ass worship, tit worship. I use strap-ons, I use sounding, I use rubber bands on balls, I punish people for pleasure, and moving on.
Cool. Christian Vargas, sex. Okay. Thank you for not participating well. May I eat your ass? Technically a question from Sheha Jut.
Are you in America is my answer.
Probably not. It looks like their picture is from one of those stock photos of a businessman. How you got dat ass? Emoji with heart eyes.
That would be a lot of carbs and the occasional squatting, but mostly great genetics.
Yeah, there you go. No fillers in there, folks.
Oh, fuck no.
There's some. Okay, so I'd like to take a side note, sidebar. Yeah, to some of the pictures I see, because there's like right now there's this whole giant ass fetish going on. Some of these girls though that are getting injections in their ass, I don't know, it doesn't look right. What, like, it's wrong. I'm sorry. If you're just do some squats or something, like, just build it the normal way, because you just look bad.
I am all about supporting BBLs and getting
a BBL.
A Brazilian butt lift is where they suck the fat out of your stomach and put it in your ass because it looks great. And I know a lot of women who have improved their body significantly by doing surgery. So I am pro plastic surgery. However, what I can agree with your statement is do your research, because some of you guys look like train wrecks and I'm sure you didn't anticipate it to come out that way, but I've had a botched boob job. My girlfriend, Brett Rossi, just had a YouTube video about her botched lip job. Like, I've known so many girls who have gotten fucked over from botched plastic surgery. So just do your research, because I will eat your fake ass anytime, but please don't make it look like you had a bag of quarters thrown at it because you got cement injected into your butt cheeks.
Well, did you hear that? I think the takeaway was she'll eat your ass.
And
in EP2, you said anal bleaching at the salon you worked for didn't work, but now you promo it.
So, Rebecca, that's a really great question. So I did work at a waxing salon that did anal bleaching, and I just kind of felt like I got to a point where it just no longer got lighter. After doing some research, I realized that your pigmentation in your skin can only get to its natural setting. So, like, my asshole is never going to be as white as a piece of paper. So the reason why the anal bleach stopped working for me in that area was because it got to its lightest point, which I stopped using it for a year. And the reason why I'm promoting it again is because I stopped using it. All of my dark pigmentation came back from my hormones. And now my asshole looks like a black hole. So I started using the anal bleaching again, and now it's getting brighter. But mostly where I see the significant improvement is on my pussy lips. So that's why.
To be fair, I think everybody's asshole looks like a black hole, but...
Well, you know what? There are some people that are so gifted that they just have these natural light buttholes. And I'm just like, oh, I wish that I had that, but I will never have that. So
I mean, I've never used gifted for that. Maybe for math or sports, but also buttholes, everyone.
Like, I will never have a white asshole like that, I guess. But it is a really good question, because I did have to do my research and figure out why that was. And now I know. So now you know. Mm. If you have a dark butthole, it's never going to be perfectly white. It's only going to be as light as your skin pigmentation will allow it to go.
I learned so many things talking to you. How sweet your ass be on my lap, baby. I love you. Not a question, but thank you. Next, me, period. Not a question, but thank you.
But I do love your face, and you know who you are.
Yeah. Cam sex, okay. Not a question. Where can we listen? Workouts and real life balance. Where can we listen? I guess they're talking about the podcast.
Yes.
But
yep. So I will link my podcast on my story, and also it's in my bio. So clearly.
Cool. Workouts and real life balance. I guess they're asking, how do you do that?
Okay. So I have no balance in my life, and I am a constant roller coaster, because some days I'm busy, some days I'm not. Some days I get 10,000 tasks done, and other days I eat pizza and lay on the couch and have a complete ass imprint.
I think you have described balance.
I don't know.
It is.
Workouts for me, here's the answer, folks. I work out when I want to, and sometimes that's 3 days a week. Sometimes I don't work out for 2 months. Sometimes I go every day and I'm hardcore on my diet. It just really depends on my body. I struggle with hormones imbalance a lot. I have a lot of issues with my lady parts. I have cysts. I thought I had cancer. I have got a lot of issues with my hormones, so it causes me to not want to work out sometimes. But I think the best thing that you can do is drink more water and take your vitamins, because I didn't used to do either of those, and now I feel a lot better. So I've gone to the gym every day for the last 2 weeks, except for yesterday when I sat on the couch and ate pizza all day.
All right. First porn edition.
Don't know what that is. First porn audition.
I didn't audition. This.
Yeah, I didn't audition, yeah. But you can listen to previous podcasts.
The first podcast second, I think we described it.
Yes.
Your gangbang scene, please. Smiley face emoji. Did you enjoy it? Would you ever try it again? Loved it, by the way.
Well, thank you, Zooked. I loved it. It was the best scene of my career. It was always a dream of mine to do, and I got very fortunate that I was able to do that. When I first got in the industry, it was the first thing I wanted to do, but my agents and all the companies wouldn't let me because they said, you got to hold out. Well, they're fucking idiots, because had I done it in the first place, I would have done 10,000 more, because it was fucking epic, and I had so many orgasms, and I don't think I walked for like a week. Because I was just like in awe of what my body just did. So yes, I would definitely do it again, not during a pandemic.
Social distancing so hard for many. Yes, thank you for your comment. Well, we asked it for a question. and last question by Alizra FH21. Are you a porn star?
I think
we're going to skip that.
Google, perhaps you find there's one more, actually.
Oh, man.
There's one more question on there, and it says, talk about your toes and my mouth. And that was an exciting experience for me.
Wait, what? Why was this person's toes in your mouth? And you remember?
No. My toes were in their mouth, and it was really fun.
Was this at a strip club?
Yeah.
Oh, of course. Let's hear about this story.
I have a really big foot fetish. So for me, like any foot worship, foot videos, all that, it's like my favorite.
You want to suck on toes?
No.
Yeah, I can't imagine that.
I mean, I have. I'm not going to say it like makes me wet or anything. But.
Right. She's one of the cleanest, most sanitary people that I know. So I know that toes really skeet her out because they are the dirtiest part of our bodies. That's the but bubble.
I have like, so I, before OnlyFans, I was doing textalexismonroe.com where people could send me text messages to my phone. I still have it. So if you are into texting, you're not into OnlyFans, go ahead and text me. But I was texting back and forth with this fan for a couple of months and we would always do like foot videos, whatever. I happened to be feature dancing in his town and he came to the club to support me and it was super fun because such a sweetheart. And he, you know, we did like a VIP room, got lap dances, whatever. And so he was like, can I lick your feet? And I was in extremely sweaty stripper shoes. So it was like the best of my life because I was like,
ew. So gross. I mean, I think anybody who's been to
if coronavirus was a thing, he for sure would have had it then because I filled me feet.
From your toes. I mean, any strip club anybody's been to, I would say it's not the most sanitary. I mean, any bar, right? Like that's why they have black floors and bars because they don't clean them. And that's why your shoes stick to them. And ew.
I just want everyone to be aware that they should be so thankful that I squirt in strip clubs sometimes because then they have to have it professionally cleaned, which is probably the one and only time a year that they get professionally cleaned.
It's really gross. So I have a couple, this is like fan hour and I'm kind of excited because we've gotten some emails and I didn't tell you about this. So
oh, okay. I'm
excited. And honestly, the only emails we've gotten were nice. So hey for us. I know, right? I was like totally prepared to get some hate mail. So Tamir, I hope I'm not butchering your name, man, but I think it's Buta.
Okay.
Anyways, just goes on. It's a pretty long email, so I won't read the whole thing, but he says he really loves our podcast and he says that he would never send us anything inappropriate because he loves us and he thinks the mystery host name should be Mist or Misty, short for mystery. I'm going to go ahead and reject those two names, but thank you. I do not want to be named Misty.
I was going to go String Bean.
Oh, I hate you. but no, thank you so much for the love. We appreciate that. And then we also have another really cool person. Irvin writes in. Well, I don't know. He says, hi, Alexis. My name is Vinny. But I don't know the email said Irvin. Okay. My name is Vinny. Love your show. You're both lovely and easy listening. Okay. Loved you from the first time I saw you on screen. You're amazing and special. You bring a lot of joy in my life. Kind regards.
Aww. That's very sweet. I love you too, Vinny. That's so sweet.
Joy, aka orgasms.
Well, listen, if someone's got to do it. It might as well be me.
No, super sweet. So I thought I'd read that because
I love that.
Yeah.
And I really like when you guys message me too, whether it be on my Instagram, which is alexismonroe.co, or my Twitter, alexismonroe XXX. You can also join my OnlyFans, onlyfans.com/alexismonroe XXX, or text alexismonroe.com.
You can also email us at myfriendisapornstar@gmail.com.
Yeah, but we love when you guys write in. So if you guys want to hear anything special or want us to discuss a topic, whatever, let us know. Give us some love. Rate us on Spotify or on
Apple Podcasts. On Spotify now, which is kind of cool.
Bomb.com.
I have a request.
Yeah.
Can you tell me that story that you said you weren't going to tell me until we podcasted about the crazy lady?
Oh my God.
Because
you guys, I haven't been drinking for like 2 weeks now because Well, okay, I had like a glass of wine the other day, but not a lot of alcohol.
When she means drinking, she means like four shots of tequila and a margarita.
Okay, but this is one of those stories that I wish I had a margarita for. So I can't really like go into detail about how I met this person, but I was doing a girl's night and I met
like sexually?
I was just like hanging out with like girlfriends, like went to dinner, hung out, drinks, whatever.
Pervy.
And this person was like so fun. We were dancing and drinking and having a great time. It was so much fun. And literally like 0 to 100 on the creeper level. Okay. And now you guys, let me tell you, if you meet a porn star in real life and you know that they're a porn star, but you don't say that you know that they're a porn star, don't fucking pull out your pervy weirdo card.
Right.
After you've spent a few hours with them, just get it out over with out of the gate. Like, right. Just get the awkwardness out. Like,
can you sign my panties or something? Yeah.
Right. Like, just don't be a closet perv, okay? So this lady was such a closet perv because it was...
Don't be a closet perv. Just perv out.
Just perv out. Like, perv out. It was just the most awkward experience because it was like, we were friends. All of a sudden it was like, will you comb my hair in the bathtub?
Oh my God. And wait, where was this? What city was this in?
I cannot say.
No. Okay.
I was thinking about it the other day. I was like, oh my God, I have to tell this story. So she's like, will you comb my hair in the bathtub and give me a back rub? And I'm like,
wait, were you guys at a hotel or something? Or did she? Okay.
Well, because like we had all gone out and like we were all hanging out afterwards, and it was, you know, we were supposed to like play games and like hang out, not anything weird. But she like totally was a closet weirdo and was like, comb my hair and tell me I'm pretty and give me a back rub, Alexis.
You didn't want any sex though.
First of all, I didn't even tell her that my name was Alexis. So this is how I know that she was like a total closet pervert.
Oh.
And so it gets even more weird because like we're winding down. We're all like trying to go to bed, like relaxing, whatever. And she's like, do you like to cuddle? And I'm like, actually, no.
I know the answer to that.
No. Please don't fucking touch me. You have your side of the bed. My husband and I don't even cuddle. Okay, like, leave me the fuck alone. No. Like, we'll cuddle, like, during movie time or whatever. But when I am sleeping, I am dead to you.
Yeah.
Like, do not acknowledge me. And she's like, well, I can't fall asleep. So can you just please cuddle me? And this went on for, like, 40 minutes until finally I was like.
Where were you at during this time?
Here's an arm, okay? I'm going to give you this arm.
Wait, were you in a hotel room at this point?
Yeah. Well, yeah, it was girls' night. We were all hanging out. We were all like,
oh, so you
all
invited this like, stranger no, up to your, oh.
No, this, we were, I was like with all my friends. It was a girls' night. We were like having a friend night, and she was like the one friend that I didn't know.
Oh, she got brought along. She was a tag.
She got brought along. She was the tag along.
Tag alongs.
And so I felt bad because I'm like, well, I don't want to like make you stay up all night and my friend likes you, so you must be cool. So I'm like, okay, here's my arm. But as soon as I fucking fall asleep, I can assure you this will not continue. So I'm just basically like, I'm turned to the left. She's turned to the right, but I've got my arm like behind me doing one of these.
Right.
And this motherfucker rips the biggest fart that I have ever heard in my entire life.
Oh my.
And I'm like,
again, something you could not offend her more with. Cuddling and then farting. First nightmare. And then sticking your, did she stick her toes in your mouth after that? Sounds like she probably wanted to.
All I know was that I had to, you guys, when I tell you that I had to try so hard not to punch this broad in her fucking face, it was like a serious, serious, like, willpower moment because I'm like, I get it. Farting is a thing. I don't need to be a part of it. Okay. Keep your farts to yourself. And I was so fucking mortified. I was like, I got to get the fuck out of here.
God.
But one of my friends was talking to me about this story the other day because it was like an inside joke for the longest time. We were talking about it and I was like, Oh my God. I have to talk about this on our podcast because it was the most single-handedly, the most horrifying experience. And this lady ruined it for everyone moving forward in my life. I will never cuddle a single person.
Obviously not allowed out to girls' night again.
No.
I'm sorry, Karen, whatever your name is.
Yeah.
Sounds like a Karen.
Yeah. Karen, you're not invited. Tell your husband to keep you at home.
So weird. Oh, well, but, I mean, now I know how Brad Pitt probably feels when his friend brings along that one friend and he's all like, oh, everything's fine. And then four drinks later, the guy's like, oh, I'm sorry. Can you rub my nipples with your nipples? I mean, I'm sure celebrities get weird, awkward shit all the time. And it's, I mean, because you're basically like a celebrity to some people, right? I mean, they're... So it's like they become obsessed with you and then they can't act normal.
Well, it was just literally like 0 to 100.
Yeah.
And, you know, I know when people are drinking, like their personalities change, but this was like the most absurd performance I've ever seen in my life. Like she was so normal and down to earth. And then all of a sudden it was like, hi, I'm a secret pervert. Do you want my photo? I've got it in my purse. Do you want to use it? Can I watch? And I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, I need more booze and I need a taco, not yours.
I can honestly say this has never happened to me.
Well, if someone asks you to cuddle, say no, because you're in prime farting time zone.
Ew. Okay?
And it was not pleasurable
so
at all.
Wrong. Ugh.
And just side note, if you fart on me, we are never going to be friends again.
Ever. Yeah, I mean,
no,
it's not one of those things I like to joke around about. I mean, I, you know, if like it happens, cause you know, whatever, I'm not going to be so grossed out that I don't want to ever hang out with you again, but it's not one of the, I'm not one of those friends like, oh, let's have a farting contest. That's never been my thing. And I have a pretty big sense of humor. And a lot of people mistake my sense of humor for extending to disgusting things like farting, and I am not into that. So yeah.
Okay, I have one more farting story and then we'll be done with farts. So I was hanging out with another friend recently and he was telling me about this time that a stripper farted in his face and he got pink eye.
Oh. That's so fucking gross.
And I was dying laughing because I'm just thinking about it and I'm like, oh, you think that you're at the strip club and you're like getting the best lap dance and she's like putting her butt cheeks in your face and your dick's getting hard and you're all excited. And then she just rips a fart and you're like, oh my God, that was in my eye.
That is disgusting.
And then you wake up and you're like, your fart particles
made
an infection inside of my eyeball. Okay.
God, that's so wrong. I mean, again, there's probably somebody out there, like if we go to the kink world, that likes that, but no, thank you.
I'm not your woman.
No.
Please do not ask me about farts or poop.
No.
I'm out.
Nope.
Anyways, that was my exciting story about Karen the farter.
The cuddle farter. Yes. Cuddle McFartsy.
Oh my God, it was so awful.
We call her Karen Cuddle McFartsy from now on.
Yes.
Okay. That'll be your name. Forever and ever.
Forever. Well, all right. So a side note out to you weirdos. Don't be closet perverts. Do not fart on pretty women ever. And send us some love.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, don't know what else. I think we're done for the day.
I think now, it's pizza o'clock.
Well, until next time, we love you guys and we will be trying to put out more podcasts more regularly. We promise.
Yes. Yep. But for now, I'm going to go film a boy-girl scene for my OnlyFans. So
yeah, have fun.
Adios, muchachos.